Hey, y'all. It's Zach, the legal tech advisor at Lawyerist. With me again is Kim Mayberry of NACLE, and we are talking document automation. Kim, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, today's episode is all about document automation, and later Laura and I will be getting into discussing doc automation generally as it relates to law practice, but I thought it might be nice to use this time to introduce some doc automation concepts. And specifically, I'd like to dig into, you know, the tiers of document assembly software, because I get asked all the time why somebody should use third-party software instead of, you know, the document assembly that's built into their LPMS, or what level of software do they need? And this is a confusing place for people.
It is. And we've seen it as we've been out there talking to people about document automation. For us, we've actually divided it into, there's basically kind of three tiers of document automation software out there. You know, the first tier, you get basic mail merge, maybe a little bit of conditional logic, you know, what you might get with your Clio, your Smokeball. I put Lawya kind of in that tier where you're getting just basic functionality. And then you get to tier two and you're getting some conditional logic. You get some lists. So say I have children that I need to list out in the document or, or something like that, you can do that. Certainly most of the tier two, you know, the idea of external intakes is taking hold.
Oh yeah.
Most vendors now have that.
Absolutely.
3 years ago, it didn't exist though. In the tier two, you might get a, what I would call an intake, a way to enter information that you can kind of do some simple things like hide and show, kind of guide the person through the interview.
Conditional formatting related to taking somebody's questions, taking somebody in, and maybe even determining whether or not somebody is a potential client or not, and just kind of conditional formatting in that intake area.
Right. So that kind of gives us the tier two. Then we get to the tier three, and we're getting into more complex logic. So I doing complex formulas, doing what we call nested lists. And a nested list is if you have a loan agreement or something like that, where you have a company and you have people signing on behalf of that company, and you might have multiple companies involved, that's when you need a nested list.
Okay.
And, you know, I've seen complexity in that area that they'll go four deep. You know, they'll have a company signing on behalf of a company, signing on behalf of a company, and then the actual person signing it. So be able to do that. Be able to present lists of people like children, to be able to say, I have two children that are minor and one is an adult. Things like that, that we can start doing these calculations based on the size of the list that becomes popular. Now, certainly, you know, if you were in a tier two environment, you would go through and just say, how many of these are minor children?
Right.
And you'd have to type in minor children, right?
Right.
But we can start doing that stuff for you. So it's a little bit more no brainer that way. The other thing is to be able to use people in different roles. So if you enter in your client, your spouse, and your children, or other parties or whatever, if it's a divorce, and you need to say, this person's going to be the executor. You know, in a tier two environment, you're going to likely have to retype that person in that same spot to say that they're there. Well, in a tier three, we can reach back and say, all right, this is a list of people. I can just select from that list and all the data. You can reuse data in different ways.
And that's a data structure issue. How you're putting the data into the database that, that you guys have, you can cheat it in the sense that you can retype in this information, but you can't cheat that on the back end. You have to have built that data structure from its base.
Right.
And I think that's something that people run into a lot of times, is recognizing I can't get that variable out of my law practice management system because it is a contact instead of in the matter field or something like that.
Right.
And so having solid data structure and well thought out data structure is, you know, imperative in these situations.
Yeah. And having that data structure opens up the world that we can now actually query our data.
Right.
So we're actually working on this right now, that because we have it in a structure that's usable, we're coming out with a thing called queries, where I could actually go through and take all of my clients and create a report out of all my clients and say, these people have this condition in it. And so I could use that for marketing. I could use that for, that really opens the world here when you can start mining your data, because you have so much data available to you that has never been available to you.
I think that brings about really the base here is that it is a database that these document automation is built upon, as opposed to, you know, we're going in, you guys have come from a deep database and solid data structure standpoint, and that lets you do a lot more instead of saying, okay, what is the bare minimum we need in order to build a document? You say, what is all the information we need? How does it need to be structured? And then let's start building documents.
And we're the only ones out there doing that, even of the ones that have been out there for a while.
Right. It is a very, very deep database there. And we could talk about this for half an hour. I know we could, but you guys have more information on your website about, you know, a document difficulty breakdown. And people can find that at nackley.io/no-limits, right?
Right. So if you'll go to our website, you can download it. And basically, it's going to give you a breakdown of the things that you need. It kind of breaks down each of the tiers, gives you a better understanding of that. And also so that you can understand, do you need a tier 3 solution? Do you need something like Nackley to help you get to where you want to go?
That's exactly right. And I think that's a lot of the questions sometimes is, where's the edge of what this software can do? And I think a list, a chart, something like this would be very helpful for people when they're looking for document automation software. Well, Kim, thanks again, as always. It's fun talking document automation with you. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I always love these conversations. Thanks.